Hello, you are listening to Canecast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kane Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Jordan Greenhouse, Managing Director with Kane Anderson Rudnick, and with me today I have John Christensen, Portfolio Manager of the Kane Anderson Rudnick MidCap Core Portfolio. John, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to speak with our listeners today.
Hi, Jordan. Pleasure to be here.
With all the increased volatility and uncertainty in the marketplace, we're looking forward to hearing your perspective and how you're managing the strategy.
Yeah, obviously we're in a very interesting market environment right now, right? The coronavirus pandemic has made a global impact on all of our lives. It has taken down the equity markets substantially and violently in a very short period of time. You know, but going back to how we structure our portfolios, we are trying to find businesses that can grow, protect, and nurture a market over long and multiple economic cycles. And that really is the key right there. We're trying to find companies that can do well in good times. We also want to find companies that can do well in difficult times as well. And that's indeed what we're in right now. Now, our companies are holding up very well in the overall equity markets versus the benchmark. But why is that? Well, again, our companies, we try to find companies that have that competitive moat, right? And we want to find companies that not only have that qualitative advantage, we also like companies that are quantitatively structured. So, for example, they usually have low capital intensity. That low capital intensity shows up in the form of strong free cash flow, so they can self-finance their growth over time. So they aren't beholden to creditors or banks if they want to grow their business. So because of that, that is why our companies hold up very well during difficult economic times.
Can you let us know what you're seeing in the current market environment and how that is impacting the businesses you own?
Now, I'll give you two examples. In healthcare, we own a company in MidCap Core called AMN Healthcare. So AMN Healthcare is a temporary staffing supplier for hospitals and ambulatory centers. You can think of them as nurses as well as locum tenens doctors. So before all this pandemic hit, we liked the long-term story of AMN because we think in 5, 10, 15 years, healthcare will be even more important and more needed as the aging population increases. But also, the hospitals and staffing are going to be required for all these types of clients that need to be treated. So that's why AMN longer term is a great story. Now, shorter term, AMN will have an advantage in that with healthcare workers required now to address this pandemic and surge in hospitalizations, they will be a short-term advantage. But we still like them longer term as a result of this. One company that may be impacted by this on the negative side, shorter term, could be maybe a Ross Stores, which is a company we've had in the portfolio for several years. So obviously being a retailer and being a kind of non-essential type of good, their stores are actually closed and have been closed for a couple of weeks now. So that could be a hit. However, longer term, we still like Ross because we know that as people, especially if things get kind of back to normal, so to speak, we know people will be coming back into the market. We know that closeouts will actually be a huge opportunity as far as purchasing for Ross. And we think a lot of their clients end up trading down due to the difficult economy. We think Ross will be a huge beneficiary of that as a result. So in the end, there are some winners and some losers. What we're trying to do right now in the portfolio is take advantage of the downturn in the market by finding companies in the portfolio already that may be underweights but great businesses where valuations before were prohibitive. Now it's an opportunity. So that's one way we would do it. Another way is finding other companies that we'd never have owned, but have been prohibitive due to valuation that we can now buy because their valuations have come down. So we're really looking at this as a chance to fortify the portfolio, when the market does return and we start seeing a surge again and coming back to, again, that quote unquote normal time. We want to make sure we participate on the upside by finding good names and fortifying the portfolio, as I said.
What risks in the market should investors be most focused on? And how are you managing this risk within the portfolio?
Yeah, in terms of risk in the portfolio, You know, the way we manage risk is on an individual stock basis. Because, again, we're running concentrated portfolios, 25 to 35 stocks. So people automatically assume it's high risk, but obviously our numbers don't bear that out. But in the end, again, we want to find companies that each company in and of itself has lower business risk, lower balance sheet risk, and lower profit risk. And not only that's what we're focused on all the time. So if you think about what's impacting the markets right now, the companies that are getting hardest hit are those that have a high consumer or high discretionary purchases amongst their clients, and B, companies that have a lot of debt on the balance sheet. Those are the two types of businesses that have really been getting hit hard. And obviously, we don't really play in either of those two areas. So I mentioned Ross earlier, but Ross is a very different customer, right? We want to find that high discretionary purchase is, for example, hospitality or cruise ships, vacations, etc. Those are highly discretionary purchases. We try to avoid businesses that have a lot of exposure, you know, to that area. So for us, that's why finding these great businesses that exhibit all those characteristics I talked about is kind of our ongoing process.
Well, none of us have a crystal ball. What are some of the expectations you have going forward?
Yeah, so going forward, obviously no one does have a crystal ball. And I think right now where we're at in the middle of this coronavirus issue is we're at a point now where we're still seeing huge number of people being tested positive. The numbers are going hyperbolic still. In my opinion, we're going to continue to see the market exhibit this volatility until we get flattening of that curve, right? Everybody's talking about flattening of the curve. So that we need to see that we're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel before we see the markets kind of start responding more favorably. Right now, if they have a plus day, it's because there's some stimulus out there that maybe make the market feel better. That's all artificial, and so to speak. So we want more organic reasons why the market will return, and that will not happen until we see an end at the light of the tunnel, until this virus starts getting better. So that's how we kind of feel about that. So again, we think by fortifying the portfolio, by adding the names that we think are great businesses, finding new names that were before prohibitively valued, we think we're positioned so when the market does come back, we can at least participate. And that's really what we're trying to do.
Do you have any advice for our investors in the overall current market environment?
You know, so my advice longer term for investors is, and you've heard this adage many times, you know, stay the course. We markets go up and markets come down. I think longer term, you have to stay fully invested. You have to have conviction in the names you're investing in, but that's you find that conviction by doing the work like we do. So we always believe that markets go up, but when they come down, it's opportunity. And that's what we're taking this current situation to be. We're viewing this as a great opportunity for us to find names that before were expensive. And we have to take a long-term approach here. And that's really what my advice to people is stay the course, be patient, continue to do your due diligence, and focus on high quality businesses over time that can provide substantial and outsized shareholder returns versus the market. And that's really our goal here at Kane. It always has been, always will be. So you can count on us to kind of, you know, stay the course and do what we've been doing in achieving these superior returns of the asset class. So, again, we appreciate everyone being patient in this time, and we appreciate all your support. Thank you.
John, thank you again for your time and insights that you've provided our listeners, and we look forward to hearing from you again in the near future. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jordan.